Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Walter Hooper of W.A. Hooper Marketing. Walter and his team excel in helping businesses develop and implement custom, effective marketing strategies. This includes social media, video, photography, podcasting, SEO, email campaigns, and more. Let's dive in and learn more about their process and client success stories. Well, hello, Walter. Thank you for joining us here on the GP Chamber Chats. Even though I feel like you're hosting us today, we're doing it a little different. For those of you who are listening and maybe not watching, we also do this on YouTube. We're here at the Collective co-working space here in
the Collaborative.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
It's okay.
Collaborative co-working space here in Mount Clemens. And what better way that you'll find out, we're going to showcase what Walter does, but he's actually creating this podcast for us today for the GP Chamber Chat. So again, we're very happy to have you. I'm very appreciative that you're, you know, it's a lot of work, bells and whistles that you can't see in the background. But tell us about yourself and the history behind your business.
Well, thank you so much, first and foremost, for having me on the podcast and just having me as a member of the Grosse Pointe Chamber. So for those of you that do not know who I am, my name is Walter Hooper. I am the owner of W.A. Hooper Marketing. We've been in business 5 years as of yesterday.
Yay!
So, yeah, it's been quite a journey, but, you know, just trying to get through it and trying to just one day at a time, you know?
Yeah. So tell us about what you do. What services do you offer?
So we offer social media marketing. We offer video marketing, podcast marketing, mm-hmm. Photo marketing, SEO, and email campaign marketing. And we do some in the same tier, social media. It's we do paid advertising for social media.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
And who, just to kind of clarify, who typically kind of are your clients? Who are you pretty much doing this stuff for?
So the clientele, we like to help out. Well, we help out everybody. But mm-hmm. we found that the local small to medium-sized businesses in the Metro Detroit community has typically been our go-to clients.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, a big part of what you do is this visual media marketing. Why is this more of where you've aligned yourself? Why do you find it so important for business owners?
Video has become much more prevalent nowadays, especially now that, you know, for the people with that are watching, you know, we got these things,
right.
Smartphones. So, you know, smartphones, tablets, you know, obviously computers. People like to see visuals. You know, people mm-hmm. like to see that, you know, it's one thing to see a text or even just to see a photo. And photos are great. Like I said, I do, you know, I offer photo marketing mm-hmm. and though, you know, picture has 1,000 words. But when you now add audio to the mix and you add just video in general, now you're upping the ante with, you know, your marketing and you're showcasing now something that's even like that's tangible that people can show and have people not only see but also hear at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're able to broadcast a message to your audience as a business owner and what you're all about.
Right. So you and I, as marketers, know that this medium, visual marketing, more content marketing, it grows rapidly, right? Exponentially. And we were just talking about before we started this that, you know, like Instagram announced that they're moving away from just photos, right? And they're pushing towards video. And that's going to just keep compounding on itself. So I know that the idea of visual marketing is super stressful for business owners, but what are some a few tips that you could offer our business owners, our listeners, on how they can get started with it without being quite so overwhelmed by, oh my God, what do I do?
Yeah, you bring up a good point. It can be stressful. A common answer that I get from clients current and, you know, prospective new clients, they're always hesitant. They're always like, well, I don't know, like, how I'm going to be on camera. I'm going to make a fool of myself, or, mm-hmm. you know, so it's that hesitation. And I think because people, you know, kind of like even now, like sometimes I'm like, do I look okay? You know, but it's just, but, you know, I think at the same time, you know, to kind of, for them to kind of get over that, or not even, you know, just to kind of like overcome that, you know, just, it's going to sound weird. It's going to sound a little, you know, but just like record, take your phone, mm-hmm. you know, if, you know, open up your photo, you know, your camera portion, go on the video and then turn it around, you know, and then just, it's going to sound weird, but like just talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just like give yourself like little memos. Yep. I think that's the best way to put it, is try to give voice memos, you know, video memos, that type of thing. And you'll find that one, the more you do it, much like with anything, the more you put yourself into that, the easier it's going to be.
Yeah, practicing. It's key. But getting started is the biggest hurdle, right? So I think that's, yeah, that's perfect. That's a great tip of just an easy intro into that. So you've been doing this 5 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Some memorable customer experiences that you've had working with clients and business owners that have made this worthwhile for you?
Oh my gosh, that's a pretty loaded question. I like these questions, by the way. They're fantastic. What are some memorable customer experience or client experiences? One was a law firm. They were based in Pontiac. They're called the DeBruzen Law Firm, and it was for a firm anniversary that was coming up. So one of the attorneys, shout out Becky Wilson, and she hired me to come in and interview everybody in the firm, from, you know, the paralegal, you know, workers, to the attorneys, to the head honcho himself. His name's Eric, and getting everyone's, you know, feedback and seeing how close of a community they were as a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were more than just coworkers. You know, they really had personal experiences with each other, you know, that they reflected on. Some of them like, oh yeah, I remember that. And then I remember even Becky even said that at that time there was some tension with some of the people there. And when I came in to interview them, she said, you know, it kind of helped them kind of go, oh, what were we mad about?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And so to hear, you know, that, you know, bringing them together in mm-hmm. that kind of scenario and kind of bringing them for a common cause, and it ended up, you know, patching things, you know, I think I was not expecting that.
You saved the business.
Well, I don't know about that.
I can totally see how that would, no, that definitely makes it worthwhile for sure. So you are a member of our Gross Point community. I know you service clients all over the place, but you're a Gross Pointer as well. You know, what do you love so much about being a part of this community, especially as a small business owner?
Yeah, so something interesting about the GP community, it's a community in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? GP loves dealing with GP.
Yeah.
And, you know, they advocate for each other,
mm-hmm.
which I think is pretty unique. You know, I don't really see that a lot within communities, at least here in our southeast, you know, Metro Detroit region.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but so I actually went to school in Gross Point, mm-hmm. First through seventh grade. So kind of getting immersed into that growing up,
mm-hmm.
you know, I saw it, you know, and then my dad's actually from Gross Point Farms, so there is history there.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, like I said, it's a really, yeah, it's a community almost within a community.
Yeah,
you know, and there's a camaraderie there that I haven't seen. And so to kind of step into that realm and really kind of introduce myself now as a business owner, mm-hmm. you know, not just as a guy that, oh, yeah, I went to school here. Like, my brother went to North, you right. know, like, you know, now there's, you know, there's more things to relate to with the other members of, you know, the community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how, if people want to reach out, learn more about you, get a taste for what we're doing here today as well for themselves, how can they learn more about W.A. Hooper Marketing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. we are on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, even Twitter, yes, but just for full disclosure, we don't really use Twitter a whole lot anymore. We're kind of putting that in the back burner for now. So really, it's primarily Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Facebook is W.A. Hooper Marketing, Instagram at W.A. Hooper Marketing, and the LinkedIn.com/W.A. Hooper Marketing. So you can reach me through there. You can reach me on my business line, 586-307-4208. Or you can reach me via email at walter@wahoopermarketing.com. And little insider scoop, we are doing a little bit of a revision, or revising, I should say, of our website, wahoopermarketing.com. So be on the lookout for that. So that's in the works for this next week and a half. It's part of the anniversary month.
It's a good time
plan. Yeah. No, it's been time. It's been time. So all those social media, phone, email, all those things.
Perfect.
All the things.
All the places. Perfect. Thank you, Walter. We appreciate you joining us today, and we will put all those links in our show notes so you can reach out to him soon.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Grosse Pointe businesses helping shape our community, and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the Chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Grosse Pointe communities, visit www.grossepointechamber.com.